Coming up this weekend on the UNC campus, a really cool annual event, the North Carolina High School Ethics Bowl. This is put on every year by UNC's Parr Center for Ethics. It's actually a preliminary event leading up to the National High School Ethics Bowl, also put on by the Parr Center. That'll be later on this year. It's a great extracurricular activity for high school students. They had to cancel last year's National Bowl due to the pandemic. Of course, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, but they have figured out a way to keep it going, doing it all online this time around with a number of really cool innovations to make it work. And we're joined now by the director of the High School Ethics Bowl, Alex Richardson. Alex, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. Doing well. Glad to be here.
So tell us about, first of all, before we get into the details of this year's bowl, just tell us about the Ethics Bowl in general. This originated at UNC, and it really is a terrific event.
That's right, yeah. So I'm the director of the National High School Ethics Bowl, and I suppose by extension, the North Carolina High School Ethics Bowl. As you mentioned, it's a sort of contributing preliminary event. The High School Ethics Bowl is a signature program of the Parr Center at UNC Chapel Hill. It's a nationwide outreach program geared toward moral and civic education for high school students. It's designed to get students, the kind of future inheritors of our democracy, thinking, talking, and we hope ultimately working together on some of the toughest moral and political issues that kind of define our time. The core value of the initiative is to do those things which are actually kind of hard in our climate, to preserve space for constructive conversation about controversial issues that isn't disrupted, but is actually improved by disagreement. The Parr Center is NHSEB's home and headquarters. We take responsibility for the strategic and sort of pedagogical direction of the program. We oversee a large and still growing network of 40 high school ethics bowls in 31 states. We directly administer, of course, the one that I've already mentioned, one of the largest of those regionals, the North Carolina Bowl, which is scheduled for next weekend. Total, at last accounting, we serve right around 4,000 students from over 300 schools around the country. Those students first kind of compete in their local regional events and vie for a chance to qualify for that National High School Ethics Bowl that you mentioned, usually held in Chapel Hill each April. The growth rate of our program has been pretty stunning to us. It's a little over 8 years old and had relatively humble beginnings back in 2012. In addition to growing our competitive ranks, we're also kind of working to grow our program in other ways, both, you know, in person and this year with our shift to a primarily online existence. We've been working to expand access among underserved and under-resourced communities and schools, and trying to integrate Ethics Bowl style learning into classrooms and the things which students are already doing every day.
Yeah, so I've had an opportunity to judge this event for the last few years, and it really is terrific. And it's kind of an oxymoron, the idea of competitive ethical conversation, but it works really well, and it's great. How does a round work for people who haven't seen it? Students go in, and what do they do?
That's right, yeah. So the format of an ethics bowl is dialogical. It's based around the idea of a conversation, a kind of give-and-take exchange between equals. Students on an ethics bowl team take up issues that are typically presented by a set of cases that we produce at the Parr Center every year. They outline and deliver a position on the case for an opposing team and a panel of three judges. We differ from the speech and debate activity in that we don't assign propositions or reasoning. The view that the students defend is ultimately the view that they actually themselves hold. The opposing team then has a chance to comment on the first team's presentation. Then, in keeping with our conversational format, the first team has a right of reply. Each exchange ends with a short Q&A session with judges, who are often academics, local professionals, or other members of the community like you, of course, Aaron. Teams are paired for head-to-head matchups, so each team has a chance to go through this process in a round. And the goal of this whole exchange isn't to sort of subdue the opposing argument with superior rhetoric. It's sort of to work together to move towards something which is true or reasonable. Unlike in speech debate, but very much like in life, changing your mind in response to new information or new arguments isn't necessarily a bad thing in Ethics Bowl. At the end of the match, as you mentioned, it is competitive. Right. So students are scored not only on the quality and clarity of their reasoning, but on the ways in which they engage with each other. So are their contributions respectful? Are they constructive? ultimately, are their conversations the kind of deliberative ones that we think befit the sort of future leaders of a democratic society?
Speaking with Alex Richardson, again, director of the National High School Ethics Bowl, the North Carolina edition of it. It's going to be this Saturday, February 20th. So what are some of the issues that the students will be or might be discussing this year?
This year, we have a really great case set that ranges from the sort of very everyday, the very interpersonal, like what information you should reveal to folks you're dating and when, to, of course, the very broad and social. We have these sort of broad-based kind of policy questions, like, for instance, what we should think about when we're considering data privacy with new social media platforms, in particular like TikTok, which has seen a lot of sort of upheaval and conversation in recent months and years. So the issues vary. The issues are designed to be both things that students are going to encounter in their everyday lives, but also conversations to which we think they can very much contribute on a local and national stage.
And it really is a terrific extracurricular activity for high school students. It's great. It's beneficial. It's obviously hyper-educational. And I've said this numerous times in the past, but it really is the best extracurricular activity that I've seen on the high school level. And I did pretty much all of them in high school between debate and forensics and theater and quiz bowl and everything else. So for me to say that is significant because I've seen them all. And this one just stands head and shoulders above all the rest. And especially this year that, I mean, we know just from going through the last 11 months of not having school, just how important not just the in-class education is, but the extracurricular side of a high school education is so important for students. So you to be able to keep this going in the pandemic is really important, I think.
That's right. That's right. We're very much on the same page about the value of the thing. But that's what disappointed us so much when we had to cancel last March. You know, we were mere weeks away from the 2020 Nationals, as you mentioned, and due to the kind of initial mass disruption from the pandemic, we were forced to cancel. My team at the Parr Center, we tried to put together some supplementary programming pretty quickly for our students, but we knew that it really just wouldn't be the same. So last summer, we started collecting data and impressions, and we sort of started talking to our coaches and students and organizers around the country, and what we heard was resounding. Right. Ethics Bowl should continue this year, if at all possible. You know, we had teachers talking to us about the academic impacts of the program among students. And as you sort of cited, the dearth of similar learning experiences in their schools, particularly during adjusted operations for the pandemic. They're not getting this type of thing anywhere else. Students often told us that they feared to lose an experience that they thought of as kind of empowering or transformational in some ways. They wanted those sort of social and civic components that they had kind of taken for granted the previous year. But of course, you know, every institution has had to make some changes to its operation, and Ethics Bowl is kind of a contact sport, not in the sense that students are hitting each other, but in the sense that it depends on these large-scale in-person interactions. So it took us a little time to figure out the best way to do Ethics Bowl, if not together.
And you did it by creating a new online platform, right?
That's right. What we've taken is kind of a three-pronged approach that emphasizes our program's major priorities and kind of brings them, we hope, to meet the moment. So the platform you mentioned, we partnered with a tech and design firm called Enable Education to develop a new competition platform for the High School Ethics Bowl. We call it NHSEB1. It's built on the fundamentals of Zoom, which is now so ubiquitous that it's a verb, and adds interfaces and functionality that are specific to Ethics Bowl. Things like match moderation, timing, cases, scoring and reporting, it's all included in this one great tool. We launched it for the first time in mid-January, and since then, in just a few weeks, we've conducted over 30 events on the new platform. And like I said, this is one prong of three. I mean, I'll just quickly mention the other two. You know, in addition to kind of bringing the competitive part of the activity online, we didn't want the sort of so-called pandemic year to be one where we kind of rested on our laurels otherwise. So we wanted to continue growing, and particularly we wanted to continue our work with underserved communities. So we also started a new initiative we call NHSEB Bridge. It's an all-virtual high school ethics bowl for teams in their first year of involvement. The regional is paired with a service learning course in the philosophy department at UNC, where undergrads are trained as coaches for high school teams. So they go one-to-one with participating schools to help them prepare for competition in a series of virtually conducted site visits. In addition to kind of helping out with our growth engine, which we want to keep moving, it serves as a really good point of entry for under-resourced schools who may otherwise have trouble accessing their local regionals in a normal year. And beyond the sort of growth engine, we also wanted to continue expanding our library of learning resources around Ethics Bowl. As you mentioned, it's the kind of thing that we don't often see in classrooms or in other activities. It's all about a particular kind of learning, and much of that happens before the competitions themselves. So we wanted to provide a kind of online space for that as well. We've called it NHSEB Academy. It includes a library of resources in different formats. So there are some print things, graphics, videos. It includes a new program we call The Studio, which makes UNC-based volunteer coaches accessible essentially to any high school team in the country by appointment to give formative feedback and other coaching assistance. And we started a new series of online events, which we've called Academy Live. And events in that series have included so far a clinic on Ethics Bowl fundamentals, a workshop on using online argument mapping tools for Ethics Bowl, and an NHSEB community town hall on the ethical dimensions of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we've been really excited by what we've seen on these programs so far. They really, like teachers and students alike, have really taken to the changes to business as usual, and they're really spending lots of time preparing for the events. They're spending their weekends on video conferences, doing that really hard work of thinking and talking and working together. And they're doing all of this while their worlds are in many other ways kind of on fire, right? So seeing them react to all this with such resilience has been really inspiring and rewarding for us.
Well, the North Carolina edition's coming up this Saturday and the National High School Ethics Bowl later on this spring. You can get more info online at nhseb.unc.edu, and that's National High School Ethics Bowl. Alex Richardson, got to wrap up there, but thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Aaron. I appreciate it.